Digital Radio on the app, on your smartphone, on X, YouTube, and Facebook. The Sports Cast. Expect the unexpected.
The update presented by The Sports Cast.
The Sportscast, February 9th, 2026, the day after the Super Bowl. If you haven't yet, please subscribe to all your channels, YouTube, Facebook, X, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you are listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online digital radio. You can visit our website, thesportscast.net, or you can follow us on X and Instagram at thesportscast1 and check out our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. It is the day after the Super Bowl, maybe one of the worst Super Bowls, boring Super Bowls, not the worst, maybe the more boring Super Bowl. I recall 2019 was a bad one when the Patriots beat the Los Angeles Rams 13-3. That was another kind of boring Super Bowl. But anyways, joining us all the way from Northeast Ohio, I believe the snow is done, Dan Madden, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Yeah, good to be back. Hopefully it's done. I mean, it's still cold. We had a two-hour delay with the schools today because it was like -2, so it's still frigid temperatures.
It's still frigid. And it's funny because I was reading an article that Ohio is a very popular place to move. It's low cost of living still.
It certainly is. Yeah, there's a lot of snowbirds, you know, people that'll live here during the summer and then they go to Florida for the winter.
Oh, yes. Yes, we see that a lot, especially like the Midwesterners like to go to like Naples, Sarasota area. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about this Super Bowl quite something. Seahawks led by their defense and won the Super Bowl. Super Bowl MVP running back Kenneth Walker III. The Seahawks semied the New England Patriots 29-13 in the Super Bowl, only like 4 touchdowns in total. Nicknamed the Dark Side, the Seahawks defense wreaked havoc on regular season MVP runner quarterback Drake May, sacking him 6 times, Dan, and forcing him to turn the ball over 3 times. But your thoughts and analysis over the Super Bowl.
Yeah, so if offense was your thing, I mean, this wasn't it. I mean, it was a defensive battle, and then, Seattle kind of broke loose with it. But, I just think this shows, you know, we kind of been talking about, you know, the Patriots getting into this game, and it was probably one of the easiest pass in Super Bowl history for a team. I mean, they kind of had an easy schedule, per se. Then they get to the playoffs and all stars aligned, you know, star players get hurt, and then they play in the Snow Bowl, and that kind of changed the dynamic of that game. Mahomes wasn't in, some of these other guys. So it aligned perfectly, and it just showed that, you know, let's pump the brakes on the dynasties back again in New England. Drake May kind of got exposed. You know, he's a second-year guy, but – you know, he was seeing ghosts. Seattle had him all rattled. He didn't have any time. He wasn't feeling the pressure. And just even when he did have the time and had some receivers trying to get some things, extend plays, he was overthrowing guys. I mean, wasn't even close. And just overall, just bad performance by the Patriots. And, you know, kudos to Seattle. I mean, you got a guy that, is just – got on the team basically, and you know, Vikings, you know, this is why they got rid of their GM, because they just can't believe that they gave this guy away for a guy that probably is not even going to be the quarterback in 2 years for the Vikings. So
quite something. We'll talk about the Vikings a little bit later in the show, but the first half of the Super Bowl was mostly field goals. It was 12-0, I believe, but the first touchdown came in the third. Was it third or fourth quarter? I think third quarter. A.J. Parner scored the first touchdown of the Super Bowl. It was the fourth quarter, Dan. Came. The fourth quarter was the first touchdown. And it was by A.J. Parner in 98. But, you know, give credit to the Patriots. I think Christian Gonzalez did a good job blocking it, and their defense showed up, but
yeah,
still.
Yeah, they did. I mean, it's unfortunate if you're that defense, because they gave them a chance to stay in the game, and they just weren't getting any help from the offense. I mean, a lot of punts and just three and outs, and eventually you're going to get tired if your offense isn't extending drives. So that's kind of what happened.
And then the Patriots came back. The first score, not a field goal, was a touchdown to Mac Hollins. It was the best play, I guess, the Patriots did. Look at here from Drake May, 40-yard line to Mac Hollins. The dial could have been blocked, possibly.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, that kind of was one of those ones that, you know, I was going to go to bed early, and they just kind of helped with the ratings to stick around a little longer. Like, oh, man, maybe they can make something out of this. You know, got you a little watch a little longer. But just wasn't enough. You know, the defense, you know, couldn't stop them there.
And then this touchdown was the turnover the defense scored for the Seahawks. It was an interception and by Uchenna Nwosu, and he did the run. That right there was a closer. I think that was a winning TD.
Yeah, that was the nail in the coffin, like they like to say in my business, you know. For sure.
For sure, for sure. So let me put some music in so we talk a little bit. And then towards the end, Patriots were able to score some touchdowns. And if you did not know and did not stay up, it was a little toss to the running back, Ramondre Stevenson.
Yeah, I you know, they were trying to make something out of it, make the score a little bit better than it appeared. And at least didn't quit, you know.
It did not quit at all. Well, there you have it. The final score was 29-13. Not the best Super Bowl, but the Seahawks deserved it. And the MVP became Kenneth Walker III, becomes the first running back in Super Bowl history to win the MVP. Actually, it's in 98, which was by that running back by the Broncos, right? TD for TD, Tyrell Davis, I think.
Yeah, I was calling for a protest. I would have liked to see a field goal kicker get this. I mean, he did have most of their points, but people say, oh, he wouldn't have been in that position to kick the field goals if it wasn't for Walker extending plays and getting first downs. So, yeah, I mean, Darnold, I mean, he managed the game. I mean, he didn't set the world on fire. So, I mean, they gave it to a running back, because usually it's kind of like a quarterback award that we kind of see for the winning teams, you know?
Yeah, typically. This kind of reminded me back when the Buccaneers won it in the early 2000s. They couldn't figure out who to give the MVP, so they gave it to Dexter Jackson, which he had a good game. Kenneth Walker III had 135 yards, 27 carries, no touchdowns, but you can still win MVP with this type of yardage.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it, exactly. It was one of those, you know, you flip a coin to get who you're going to give it to.
Quite something. Well, there you have it. That was the Super Bowl 61. Not my favorite, but what can you do, Dan? I mean, it is what it is. The games had to be played. Once I knew the Patriots were winning like low scoring games, it felt like it was going to be boring Super Bowl too.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, but, exactly. Yeah.
But who would have a better Super Bowl? Who would have been a better matchup against the Seahawks? Would have been the Bills or the Broncos?
Yeah. I mean, this was Josh Allen's year. I mean, you know, it's with all these, you know, Mahomes and not being in it. I mean, this was his year, Burrow being out. I mean, and, you know, Bills fans are, you know, furious right now, you know, with the refs per se on that one, that the catch, you know, like they say, you know, but, you know, I think they would have been a much better matchup for sure.
For sure. Well, there you have it. Before we, you know, head off for the Super Bowl, do you think we'll see these two teams going at it again? Against each other, but possibly winning again. Seahawks and maybe the Patriots coming back and then winning it.
It's possible. I mean, I think you're going to have to see some more growth by Drake May for sure. They got the right coach. So I think there's a little more upside, I think, for Seattle, particularly, you know, get coming back there next year. But, you know, I think they're both going to be contenders in the near future.
Drake May was like he was playing hurt, Dan. He had he took like a painkiller shot in his shoulder before the game.
Yeah. I mean, that could be part of it too. You know, maybe he's just not himself, trying to manage, you know, what he's doing, not extending plays as much to give the relief to that shoulder. So kind of affects your mechanics for sure.
Well, I have to give credit to Seahawks coach Mike McDonald. He was the Ravens defensive coordinator from 22 to 23. Came into the Seahawks in 24 to replace Pete Carroll. I think he did a phenomenal job. The pieces came in together. And I think the GM is also from the Ravens.
Yeah, definitely a great turnaround. And that's what we're seeing. You know, a lot of these teams are turning around in, you know, 1 or 2 years. And the Browns have been trying to turn it around since 1998. So, I mean, it's it's kind of frustrating when you see that type of stuff.
Speak of the devil, the Browns have requested to interview Falcons defensive pass coordinator Mike Ruttenberg for the defensive coordinator job, obviously after Jim Schwartz resigned. What have you heard about this person and maybe some other candidates you've heard that might interview?
Yeah. So I haven't heard much of him. It's kind of interesting. Stefanski goes to Atlanta. Now we're trying to get somebody from Atlanta. It's like, what is going on here?
It's the irony.
But I have heard that they have had a couple interviews, in-house interviews from a couple guys that are already coaches on the Browns. I think, you know, so that would be interesting to see, you know, to kind of keep the camaraderie with those guys. I haven't heard much about him from Atlanta there.
Yeah, he coached the Jets as a linebacker coach, but he's been in the NFL for a while, for at least over 10 years, actually. And then coached in college for a bit. But quite something to let go of Jim Schwartz, Dan, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if they overplayed their hand. I think they went with Monken, thinking that him and Schwartz could work together. I mean, these other guys weren't interested. These young guys, probably because they had their own guy in mind, and you kind of think, okay, we'll go with Monken and we're going to keep Schwartz, but it didn't go well. Obviously, if he resigned, you know. There's something to be said. I think maybe if they would have went with a young guy, because, you know, maybe Schwartz would be okay with that. But you go with somebody, you know, in Monken is set in his ways, probably egos get away with that. Yeah.
Didn't Monken throw Schwartz under the bus in a press conference?
He did. Yeah. And that he did. He was like, yeah, I'm not here. You know, I didn't come here for Schwartz. You know, I came here for the defense and the guys on the defense. So I think they had a meeting before that, the two of them, and obviously didn't go well. And then that's when he dropped that, knowing that he wasn't going to stay.
They probably know each other, it appears to be, for beforehand.
Probably. Yeah. I would say so.
All right, let's go to Arizona. Arizona Cardinals are looking to explore a potential trade involving quarterback Kyler Murray. Murray's under contract through the 28th season after signing a 5-year, $230.5 million extension in 22. I think he's on his way out than staying.
Yeah, it appears to be. I mean, that's what all signs point to. They probably want to clean up some cap space, maybe bring in, you know, a veteran bridge guy or get somebody in the draft. But seems like they want to move on from that contract and start rebuilding with the new coach coming in, get somebody more that fits what he wants to do and his scheme.
For sure. Jacoby Brissett will be that.
Yeah. I mean, he could. Yeah, I mean, he was with the Browns. I kind of liked him. I mean, he's a veteran guy.
Who wasn't with the Browns?
Yeah, exactly. All these quarterbacks. Yeah, like 42 of them.
Let's go to Dallas. Cowboys expect to place franchise tag on George Pickens, wide receiver. The projected cost of the franchise tag for Pickens will be roughly $28 million, fully guaranteed. The Cowboys can officially place a tag on the wideout between February 18th, which is a couple of days, and March 3rd. Cowboys can use the franchise tag as a placeholder while negotiating a long-term extension. Pickens is scheduled to become an unrestricted free agent in March. This will be a good keep for the Dallas Cowboys. You need to have two wide receivers to do anything in the NFL.
Yeah, no, for sure. And, you know, this is a turnaround story. I mean, something with the Steelers, like they just have these guys, and for whatever reason, they can't get a lot of production out of them, and they're head cases, and then they go somewhere else. And yeah, they have to find a way to keep them. And I mean, this is a good way to try to do that.
Another case news, Falcons, another quarterback that could be with a lot of value is Kirk Cousins. Atlanta Falcons quarterback Kirk Cousins is expected to be released before the start of the new league year in March, allowing him to choose where or if he wants to play in 2026. Atlanta recently restructured Cousins' contract with the idea that it would be easier for both sides if the four-time Pro Bowler was released sooner rather than later. I can see him going to Minnesota, maybe Pittsburgh.
Yeah, one of those two. You know, it's kind of, you know, everyone was kind of talking, oh, Stefanski, you know, has history with Cousins, and, you know, maybe he's going to keep him on. But clearly that's not the case. It looks like they're going with Penix here in the future. So we'll see where he ends up. I'm hoping Cleveland doesn't get in that discussion.
Where do you stand with Cleveland and the quarterback? Do you think Shador, they should just, hey, play him out for the whole season, see how it goes?
I think so, but it's kind of leaning that way. Myles Garrett kind of even alluded to that here recently in an interview that until someone else shows that they could be the guy that they feel that Shador needs to have a shot for what he did at the end of the year. But there's something inside me that with this management, and they have all this money, one last year with Deshaun, and they see him working out and doing all this stuff. And there's that little part of you like, hey, let's prove these haters wrong that we didn't really screw this up. And maybe he still has something. So let me just put him out there for a game or two. You know, that could happen.
That's the thing. That contract was pretty big. So we'll see if they start him. It's up to Monken, I believe, but we'll see what happens. Lex explosive offenses. Let's go to the NBA, Dan. Anthony Davis was traded to the Mavericks, to Washington Wizards. At first, they said that he would not play this season because of his hand, but now he's expected to return, maybe towards the end of the season.
Yeah, what a shocker this was. I mean, this was an absolute debacle that they did to trade Doncic for this. I mean, for him to just get traded away now basically for nothing. So very, very crazy how that happened, but we'll see, you know, how this plays out. I'm actually going to the Wizards Cavs game Wednesday night, so, but he won't be playing.
I don't expect him to. Wow. No. Quite something. All right, let's go to the NBA three-point. The All-Star game is this week, begins Thursday, and then throughout the weekend. Damian Lillard from the Bucks, and Booker is going to headline the three-point contest field for the NBA All-Star. So I guess no Steph Curry or your guy.
Yeah, no. So Lillard probably going to be a front runner, and Donovan Mitchell's in the three-point
contest. He is.
So, yeah, so we'll see. Maybe he could get it going.
I got to check that out. The Warriors, Dunleavy denies Warriors actively shop Draymond. I think so. I think if they were going to look for Giannis, I think Draymond Green was in those conversations.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, anytime, you know, Giannis would be in it, you'd have those conversations. But now that's off the table. So
that's quite something. Giannis never went, you know, anywhere. At the end of the day, like, I guess the Bucks bluffed everyone, say, no, we want to keep it, you know?
Yep. Yeah, there was talks that the Cavs were maybe making a move, you know, to clear up some of this money to maybe bring him in, and we'll see what happens.
We'll talk about, actually, let's talk about this right now, the trade, trading James Harden to the Cavs for Garland, second rounder. I thought Garland was that franchise player. What happened there, Dan?
Yeah, you know, the last couple of years, I honestly haven't been a fan of Garland. Even when he was healthy and in the games, I mean, he just kind of was kind of out of control at times, making a lot of turnovers. And, you know, he was always hurt the last couple of years with whether it was his jaw, he couldn't help that, but now it's his toe. He hurt one toe and now it's the other foot. So he just never was healthy. I was kind of shocked by this trade, why they did it, when they did it, particularly with the age gap between the two. I mean, you have a 26-year-old and a 36-year-old who's at the end of his career, still clutch, but I mean, his contract's coming up, James Harden, next year. So are you going to sign him? Basically, you're in a win now mode for the Cavs, and you're looking to win the championship this year. And you felt that Harden gave you the best chance to do that. And, you know, he had a great first game. I mean, he had three threes, clutch three at the end of the game, got the win. So we'll see how this plays out. And they were just dealing. I mean, they picked up a couple other guys. They got rid of Lonzo Ball, who really wasn't working out, basically for nothing, just made some cash available. And I'm thinking LeBron is coming back to Cleveland.
I've been hearing
definitely
that
next year. I mean, they got the cash.
Feathers ruffled in Los Angeles.
Yeah, I would not. I'm 80% sure he's coming back to end his career in Cleveland.
Where else will he go?
Besides yeah. Cleveland. So he's going to have to take a pay cut, whether he stays in Cleveland or LA. LA is not going to pay him a max contract. So do you say, hey, you know, let me go to Cleveland. Let me end this right. They got a good roster. They're probably better chance to win it next year with him. And let me do this. And I think it'll be a storybook ending for sure.
Now, James Harden. He's not the playoff guy. He's not.
Yeah,
the,
I know. Exactly.
So where, what, I mean, is he that guy that's going to push the Cavs over the top, beat the Knicks and win the NBA championship? Like, how do you see it?
It could. I mean, it seemed like he, with not much practice, if any, with the guys, I mean, it seems like he fit in. You know, we'll see, you know, how it comes in the playoffs. I think having a guy like Donovan Mitchell Mobley and Allen, he doesn't have to do it all. He just got to pick his, he doesn't have to be the star. He needs to distribute the ball, pick his points when he's going to take over a game. And I think that helps him. And I think he could definitely get us to the finals for sure.
And you got Dennis Schroeder. I think he's been eight different teams this past couple games.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And yeah, he was a grinder too. I mean, I like what I saw from him. I mean, he had some good defense. He's streaky. And Strus, I mean, he isn't even back yet. So hopefully they could get him back and the final stretch.
Who was that Australian player you had a couple of years ago that played with LeBron? I forgot his name. Anyways.
Yeah, I forget too.
And like he would drink coffee before each game. So anyways, yeah, so the Cavs are fourth place behind the Celtics. I'm just seeing the standings for the first time in a while.
That's what I mean, yeah.
There's no Celtics Jason Tatum here, by the way.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, Celtics have overachieved, I mean, without their superstar.
That's a good indication.
That's wild.
Then you got the Knicks at second and first the Pistons. But I think the team that you really have to worry about is the Knicks. Would you say?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
Quite something. We'll see what happens with the Cavs. I think this is a good chance, good window. I like Garland because of his youth.
Exactly.
And maybe configure it, but maybe they saw something in Harden. And even Kawhi Leonard was surprised he left, I heard. So.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Nikola Jokic surpassed Oscar Robertson for second most triple doubles. Jokic, what a player. I mean, I don't know if he went win another championship, but one heck of a player.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's definitely one of the best, if not the best, in the NBA right now, for sure.
And the weirdest trade, Warriors trade Kuminga Hill to Hawks for Porzingis. Porzingis doesn't – I mean, he came from Atlanta. His health history not that good, but I don't think the Warriors have the pieces.
No, they definitely don't. I was kind of surprised by that as well. We'll see, you know, how it plays out. But yeah, it's, I don't know. I mean, we'll see what Seth does. I mean, I think his contract's coming up next year, isn't it?
It's coming for renewal, and yeah. I think Draymond as well. So I don't know. I think they're way past their prime. The West, you got the Thunder, the Spurs, Wemby's doing great. Nuggets, of course, are doing well. The Rockets, young with Kevin Durant. He's also breaking some records. The Lakers are 5. Wow. Mm-hmm. This could be something here, but it's only February.
Yeah,
then
exactly.
Then you got the T-Wolves, the Suns, and then the Warriors. So we'll see what happens. So the Cavs, you only had Donovan Mitchell in the three-point contest. Any more Cavs players in these activities that you know of?
I'm not certain. I don't think so.
There's no Steve McClung, I mean, in the slam dunk contest.
Yeah, it's not going to be the same for sure.
Mac McClung, that's his name.
Yeah.
which is all that he's known for, by the way. He's not
exactly a player on the court. Yeah.
And I think he's signed a contract for the 76ers for a few days and didn't work out and had to go back to the G League, plays for the Osceola Magic or something. So quite something. Anyways, Dan, how would you recap the NFL season this past year? Obviously, you include the Browns. I thought this NFL season was good. The playoffs was not as exciting as years prior. But your thoughts over this past NFL?
Yeah, no, it was kind of an odd year. I mean, any given week, anyone can win. I mean, it's just you don't have your regulars in there that you're used to seeing in the playoffs. So it was just kind of a fluke year that people were coming out of nowhere. And getting in the playoffs and winning this year, a lot of close games, a lot of single possession games, continued issue with bad refereeing and it's just hopefully next year we say this every year that it could get better in crucial spots. I really would like to see a review and like pass interference calls. That would be huge, particularly video review, particularly in game deciding situations for sure. That would be a good thing, because a lot of those cost games, those pass interference calls at the end of the games. But overall, I mean, it was a good year. So we'll see with the Browns disappointed on their season this year, but hopefully with the new coach, they can turn things around and, hopefully make the playoffs next year.
That's the key, because the North is, would you say it's kind of wide open? I know Ravens new coach, Steelers new coach, is kind of open.
Yeah, it is open. Yeah, exactly. It's and I think this is a do or die year for the coach of the Bengals. If they don't get far in the playoffs this year, if Burrow's healthy, I think he's fired. He could have been fired this year.
Tag Taylor, which I heard the Bengals are really cheap organization, so they don't like to get rid of coaches as fast as you can. So we'll see what happens. Did you hear that Roger Goodell interview yesterday, that there is a possibility of an international NFL team? It's on the table.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. The first city that I'm thinking, London, would probably be the most ideal because they got the stadium. But that would be something that it's on the table. I just think the travel is just not ideal, exactly, to be honest.
No. Like,
give it to Alaska or Hawaii, at least. So
we'll see. Yeah, exactly. I don't know what players want to sign up to play over there, but.
Well, anyways, it's true. NFL is over. Not really over, because there's going to be a whole lot of news about free agency coming up. Dan, your prediction, will Aaron Rodgers return to Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he's already had a few meetings with McCarthy. So, I mean, I think that's a preordained marriage, and I think he will be back next year.
He's the British quarterback for sure.
Yeah.
Whoever that is. I think he'll be back. They had a meeting this past week, so I think that will happen. I told that to my Steeler friend. He was shocked. But anyways, there you have it. Good NFL season. A little weird, wacky. But we'll see when Mahomes comes back. We'll see what happens there. Mahomes versus Drake May. Like to see that happening. Anyways, Dan, what's the best way to reach you online to talk to you about your Cleveland Cavs and the NBA All-Star?
Yeah, so you can follow me on X at DFunnelMan or TikTok or at Instagram, Dan the Funnel Man.
There you have it. You can reach us at the Sportscast One on X and Instagram, or the sportscast.net. A few articles there. We'll be live tweeting throughout the NBA All-Star. Sports always continue. Have you watched the NBA on NBC on Sunday night? It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. No, it's a good production.
Yeah, really the only NBA while I watch is the Cavs. I don't really follow the other ones. But
the legendary Cleveland Cavaliers. Well, there you have it, Dan. This was your update, and let's go NBA.